The External and Foreign Relations Advisor of the RSF, Ibrahim Mukhair, told VOA that General Al-Burhan cannot unilaterally dissolve the RSF.
He has nor the legitimacy or the power to issue it, let alone the ability to act upon it. Al-Burhan has not dared to issue this decision until after he has escaped and dwelt in a city he believes is out of the reach of the RSF.
On Wednesday, Al-Burhan issued two separate decrees dissolving the Rapid Support Forces and abolishing the 2017 law that established the group as part of the Sudan's National Army. The decrees also instructed the General Command of the Sudan Armed Forces, the Secretariat of the Sovereign Council, and other relevant bodies to implement the decisions. The Sovereign Council accused the RSF of rebelling against the state, committing severe human rights violations against civilians, and deliberately damaging the country's infrastructure. Al-Burhan decree also stated that RSF's actions violated the objectives and principles outlined in the 2017 law. Sudanese lawyer Abdul Basit Al-Hajj told VOA the decision is too late, adding that pro-democracy forces in Sudan had demanded for dissolution of the RSF. He blamed General Al-Burhan for delaying the process.
They commit too many crimes, they don't have any legitimacy, they are not representing people, and they are not also have legitimacy to govern or to participate in any political operation or everything. The only one way that now people need is to integrate the rest of this militia into the South and to build new Sudanese armed forces.
The RSF maintains that its forces is a legitimate group based on a 2017 law enacted by Parliament during the administration of ousted President Omar al-Bashir. The latest decrees coincided with sanctions imposed by the Biden administration against the RSF deputy commander Abdulrahim Hamdan Dogolo for allegedly committing human rights violations and crimes against civilians in Darfur. Khartoum resident Al-Mansour Nasir says he believes both sides committed crimes against civilians.
The army is the only obstacle that prevents the people from accessing better livelihood, democracy, humanity and good governance in Sudan.
Fighting between the RSF and the Sudan Armed Forces began on April 15th following a disagreement on the process of reintegrating of the paramilitary group into Sudan's National Army. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Juba.